Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. This is sponsored by the 21-Day Challenge. If you're an entrepreneur or high achiever, you're feeling stuck, lost, unclear on your biggest goals, your motivation, or you're just not performing at the level that you know you're capable of, send me a message. We'll see if the 21-Day Challenge is the right fit for you to get you reignited, hold you accountable, and succeed like never before. That's the 21-Day Challenge. Message me on Facebook or chris@beergps.com. And look forward to talking to you about your 21-Day Challenge. Also wanted to mention the iTunes review of the week. And this week, it's by Morgana Ray. And what does Morgana say? Morgana says, OMG, Chris has the greatest energy in the world. I really appreciate how much love and care he brings to his interviews. Thanks so much, Morgana. If you're in the audience and you're listening to this, if you love this show, give us a feedback, give us some reviews, beergps.com/iTunes. You can find us on iTunes or search Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self on iTunes, and let us know. Let us know what you really love, what can use improvement, and how we can grow this thing into our GPS. Thanks so much in advance for doing that. Cooler, cool. Very cool. So again, have a pen and paper ready, have notes handy, ready to just dive into really being yourself. Really making it safe, making it fun, and feeling good in the process of owning who you are, because that's what we're covering today. January 2nd is the day we're recording this 12-hour marathon. The theme is how to own who you are. So we've had some amazing responses from the other guests who've come on the show today about how to own who you are, and I want to answer it myself from my own perspective. So how do I own who I am? Well, I think the big thing is to sit in stillness. Ask questions and sit in stillness. Allow that inner voice, allow the voice of God, Spirit, Source, Creator, whatever you want to call it, allow that voice to really reach you, to guide you, to tell you what you are wanting to know, to give you the answer to your question, okay? So really, how to own who you are is first off, ask and be willing to sit still and listen. Okay, that's the big thing. Become aware of what the wisdom and the guidance and the opinion, the information that's being directed to you. Be willing to open yourself up to listen to that. Okay, that's super, super important. How to own who you are. To own who you are, you have to be able to listen to yourself, your internal voice, or if you believe in a higher power to give you that information if you're feeling stuck and like you've been asking yourself for a while, definitely open yourself up to that. So how else do you own who you are? You really got to get clear on what is important to you. Okay, what is important to you? Why are you here? What is life about? What is life for? And that really starts with asking questions. Ask the questions. Be willing to ask the questions and listen for those answers. Who am I? Ask that question again and again and again and again and again. Why am I here? Ask that question again and again and again and again and again. What is my purpose? Ask that question again and again and again and again. Ask it over and over so that you can really get clear on what is the nudge that you keep getting. What is this feeling? What is the topic that your mind keeps coming up with? You know, your subconscious mind has an incredible ability to answer the questions that you ask. So if you ask the question, how do I own myself? How am I supposed to show up? Who am I really? You'll start getting answers. And at first you might get answers like fear and doubt. Who am I really? I'm just a piece of junk. Who am I really? I'm just a nobody. Who am I really? Who am I to ask that question? What's my purpose? Chris, you think you have a purpose? You're just here to like get by and scrape by. Like why would you have a purpose? Ain't nothing big and purposeful about your life, right? That might come up. Be open to that coming up and be perseverant and resilient in asking the question so that you can find the answer, okay? Super important. So how to own who you are, ask the questions. And then when you receive the information, like Kevin Arroz said in the last interview, be willing to like say, okay, I found my answer. That's a heck yes. What are the heck no's? What are the F no's that are going on in my life? Where am I sacrificing my truth? Once you've found it out, once you've found your guidance and your wisdom, where are you sacrificing your truth to just scrape by, to just get by, to please other people, to go with what's comfortable? Okay, owning who you are also is like cutting off who you're not. You have to cut off who you're not. You have to disassociate with who you used to be. That's not really you. The mask, the shadow, the people pleaser, the aspect of yourself that is stressed out and overwhelmed and struggling and feels like a victim. You have to disown that version of yourself, and you have to own the higher self, the greatest possible self. Another great way of that is asking, who's my greatest possible self 1 year from now? What would that version of myself be doing, being, and having? When you ask that question, you'll get a clearer picture of what's important to you. If you've never asked that question before, start asking it more often. What's important to me 1 year from now? Where do I want to be 1 year from now? And journal about it, and think about it, and meditate on it, because you'll get some awesome guidance. You'll get some awesome feedback that will get you to where you want to go, that will push you in the direction of becoming your greatest possible self. Who is my GPS? What is my GPS 1 year from now? What is that version of myself doing? What is my greatest possible self really here for? 1 year from now, how am I living? Am I living in my dream house? Am I with the man or woman of my dreams? Am I working in my dream career? Have I saved up money so that I'm able to contribute to people and have more time and money freedom? What's really important to you 1 year from now? Get clear on that. That'll give you a lot of power, okay? So I went through a couple different things, recommendations about that, about how to really own yourself. But I think the big thing is being curious, asking the questions, being willing to listen for the answers. And then once you get the answers, take massive action, massive inspired action on that which is your truth. And if it isn't your truth and you've been doing it, it's a habit, which a lot of people have, it's a negative, toxic, unserving habit, you have to disassociate. You have to cut it off. You have to let it go. You have to release and remove that from your life so you can step into your greatness, so you can step into your possibility. You can step into your truth, your aligned self, your greatest possible self. It's super important. Sharon says, loving this, Chris. Thank you. You're welcome, Sharon. Really, really grateful that you're valuing it and you're having fun, because it's super important. If you don't know who you are, if you don't own that, then you're just like a ship or a boat adrift at sea. You don't have purpose. You don't have direction. When you own yourself, you know your destination. You know what your life is for. And along the journey, you might have to check in. You might have to like course correct. You might have to say, hey, what's our destination again? I know we took off in California. Are we going to Asia? Are we going to New York? Are we going to Brazil? Where are we going again? So like check in. It's important to check in, because as time goes on, you might find out that, oh my gosh, you know, like Asia has all these trees and I'm not a big fan of trees. So I'm going to go to New York so I can be in, you know, the city. Or you might take off and you might say, oh, you know, I used to think all this city life and money and prestige and fame, that's important to me. Oh, wait, no, I actually want to go be in nature. Brazil it is, you know? So it's like course correct, be willing to course correct. And that's a process of asking yourself those questions to find that out. Okay. So I'm super excited about this. Love this topic. But really owning who you are, that's super important. Okay. So I wanted to also talk about how to be yourself. So really in terms of owning who you are, you have to ask those questions and find out about what you want, what you're passionate about, what's important to you. So to be yourself, it's to ask the questions, listen for the answers, and regardless of who you're with or who you're around, whether it's Tony Robbins, whether it's, you know, Tom Hanks, whether it's Jim Carrey, whether it's Oprah, whether it's, you know, Donald Trump, be yourself around those people, or even your friends, even your family. I think one of my biggest challenges of growth on my journey of becoming my greatest possible self was feeling like I was this little kid all the time, because I allowed my parents' view or my story about how I thought my parents saw me, I allowed that to run my life. I allowed myself to feel like this immature little kid who doesn't know what he's doing in life, and just like at one point, I just felt like the most helpless victim and just leave me alone. I want to stay in my room. I want to play video games all day long. I don't want to have anything to do with people. Like, just leave me alone. And so I became this victim little kid, immature little kid. And after I started living out on my own, I started seeing that reflected back into me, how I was behaving like a little kid. And I said, that's not who I am. These other people see me as an adult. Why am I still showing up like a little kid? And so I really got to question that story, question that set of beliefs, question that view, that perspective that I had bought into, to be able to shift it. I had to question, I had to be curious, is that my truth? Is it true that I'm still this immature little kid? Is it true that I'm still this irresponsible little kid? Maybe at one point I was. You know, I'll give my parents that. Maybe I was immature at one point. But who am I now? I'm Chris freaking Burns. I'm helping people become their greatest possible self. And mom, dad, I love you. And I don't give a flying duck what you think about me. I don't give a flying funk what you think about me. Because that's not what's important. I love you. I care about you. It's important that for me to have your love and your blessings, because I love my parents so much. They're amazing. And one of the biggest sources of inspiration, guidance, wisdom, and helping me be my best self in my entire life. Have been, will be, have been, are, and continue to be, for sure. But I really had to, in some aspects, say, challenge what they thought about me and how they perceived me, and let them know that I will not tolerate their view being stronger than my view. I will not tolerate them and their stories when I hear it in a conversation, when I'm driving in the car with them, and I hear some of that old conversation about immature little kid Chris who used to stay in his room playing video games all the time. I won't tolerate that. I won't tolerate them speaking that it's like toxicity and negativity. They don't mean it like that. They're well-meaning, well-mannered people. And there's these thoughts that, you know, I reacted and responded to so much, you know, the negativity, the how they used to see me. And I used to fight it so much, and I used to hate it and resist it so much. And it's just what became the norm. So I had to declare to them that this is who I am. And so one thing that I really want to tell you about being yourself is you get to remind yourself that at the end of the day, the only person that goes to bed with you is you. At the end of your life, the only person who's in your shoes, standing in your shoes, going to the great beyond, going to heaven, going to the next life, whatever it is, the only person that goes with you is you. Not your wife, not your kids, not your parents, not anyone else. So you have to be proud and congratulate yourself and love yourself. That's something we're going to be getting into. You have to be proud of yourself because you love you. And you're just being you. And you're not here to prove anything. You're not here to be approved by others. Sharon says, we can live in a story and pattern. Yes, absolutely, Sharon. So it's important that you recognize that you are the only person at the end of the day who can really satisfy your soul's mission, your soul's desire. So it's important to declare to other people that you don't care what they think. You're welcome, Elena. I hope you're having the best day ever. Welcome, welcome. By the way, we're going into the first GPS book contest of the day, and it is the Share Your GPS. So all you have to do is tag 3 people and share this to your feed, and thank you for sharing this. I know your feed is valuable. You only like to share the best stuff, so thanks for sharing us out there to be able to help more people come and enjoy this amazing information, quality information. So thanks so much for doing that, and make sure to register so you get entered into the drawing to win your book, okay? So we're talking about declaring to other people that you don't care what they think. It's important that you say that out loud again and again and again and again, especially if you're a people pleaser, especially if you feel like you're not necessarily like leading and having all the followers that you want, followers or, you know, community. You don't have a massive tribe who looks up to you and says, you know what, Elena, you are the goddess. You are, you know, the tribal queen of our group of, you know, 50, 100, 200, 300 people. If you have like a tribe of 10 people, that's great. And most likely You still care about what people think. And that's a big part of not being yourself. To really be yourself, you have to declare to people, you have to tell them, like, I love you and I don't care what you think. I love you and I appreciate your wisdom. I appreciate your perspective. I appreciate your presence in my life. But at the end of the day, I don't care what you think. What you think does not dictate my reality. I care about you, but I don't care at the end of the day what you think, okay? So that's really a key aspect of being yourself. And I've found an amazing exercise for this. I encourage all our clients to do it and people in our mastermind, they've had amazing results with it. And it's the mirror work. The mirror work to really create a relationship with yourself, to be yourself. And so I'd like to share about the three sevens. Lisa Nichols talks about this. The three sevens are seven. You look in the mirror and you say seven things you're proud of yourself for. This is the first three, first seven things. Okay. So there's seven things you're proud of yourself for, seven things you forgive yourself for, and seven things you commit to. Okay. So seven things you're proud of yourself for. You say things you're proud of to really boost your self-image up, to remind yourself how amazing you are, how worthy you are, how loved you are, and how powerful you are. Super important. The middle seven, so for example, it would sound like this. Chris Burns, I am proud of you because you showed up in life today. I'm proud of you, Chris Burns, because you made those sales calls. Chris Burns, I'm proud of you because you ran today and you didn't want to run. Chris Burns, I'm proud of you. You went to the gym today and you didn't want to go. Chris Burns, I'm proud of you because you balanced your checkbook today. Whatever that is, do those seven things. Super, super powerful. The next one is going to be seven things you forgive yourself for. Chris Burns, I forgive you for not taking out the trash. Chris Burns, I forgive you for in kindergarten, you stole some kid's motorcycle toy. Okay, I forgive you for that, Chris Burns. Chris Burns, I forgive you because in high school, you used to like smash cans on your head and run into walls and staple yourself and do all kinds of crazy stuff to get people's attention. I forgive you for that. Okay, and it's just like really... look at your life. What do you want to forgive yourself for? Maybe it's forgive yourself for being harsh on yourself. You forgive yourself for not taking out the trash, or it could be something bigger, right? Something that you've been holding trauma and guilt and shame for. And just a side note, a lot of people really have challenges with this. A lot of people start crying when they start doing the forgiveness because it's so hard to say, I forgive you. So really, wherever you're at, you'll have grace and compassion for yourself through this process. The last seven is going to be seven things you commit to yourself. What do you want to promise yourself? What do you want to commit yourself to? Okay, this is the last seven, and it's really building up that trust with yourself. The first seven is to build up your self-esteem, build up your pride, build up your celebration, your self-love. The second is forgiveness, releasing that which doesn't serve you, healing, letting go. It's super important too. The last seven is to be able to start to trust yourself more, to make promises, to tell yourself, here's what I'm doing, here's what I'm committed to, no matter what. Chris Burns, I promise you, I'm willing to do this mirror work every day. Chris Burns, I promise you, I'm willing to take the lead in my relationship and set the standard for what we're going to be doing in our morning and nighttime routines to be able to create the best reality possible for me and the woman of my dreams. Chris Burns, I promise you that I'm showing up as my greatest possible self, whether it's one or 100,000 people tuning into this Facebook Live every single time I do it, because I know I'm making the difference in people's lives. So those are some examples, okay? Seven things you are proud of yourself for, seven things you forgive yourself for, seven things you commit to or promise, okay? Super powerful way to start redefining yourself, build up your self-esteem, and design who you are, okay? Another way is to figure out what makes you passionate about. Ask the question, what makes me come alive? Write this down. If you're listening to this, write this down. What makes me come alive? What makes me come alive is speaking, is interviewing people, is learning, is changing and transforming lives, coaching, creating. It's a blast. Cool? Cool. Also doing new things that I've never done before. I love it. I love the uncertainty. So I wanted to share something with you. I had an amazing conversation with someone I know this last weekend. And we were talking about these undeclared commitments. Okay. And I wanted to talk about making it safe, making it fun, making it feel good. So in my undeclared commitment, one of my biggest things that I am committed to, that was a decision that I made long ago as a child, is being safe. Like, I was committed to being safe, to living a safe life, because I didn't want to be in danger. So how this played out is I, in video games, would always play the long range character. So the mage who could cast spells from long away, because I didn't want to get up close because that would be dangerous, right? And so at some point in my childhood, I made something mean, and I've been looking and really investigating this. What's the point for me? And I made something mean that life is dangerous. The world is dangerous. I don't want to be in danger. And I started getting my fulfillment through video games because it was safe. I never actually had to go out and be in physical proximity of someone or something that could hurt me. I could just turn off the video game. I could just quit. I could just use cheat codes, you know, different things like that. Like, I was always the one in power, but it was like a safe, non-risky power, right? And so I made a commitment to be safe. I was riding dirt bikes and I hurt both of my shoulder rotator cuffs, tore minor tears in both of them. So I had to rehabilitate those things. And I said, screw dirt bike riding. This is too dangerous. I don't want to do this anymore. And I shrunk back. I challenged my limits. I challenged my comfort zone and started going really fast. And I said, this ain't worth it. And I shrunk back. Okay. Cause I said, I don't want to be in danger. Another aspect is, getting rejected. Sales, rejection in sales. A big challenge of mine with my business partner is in the beginning, he had a really thick skin and wanted me to thicken my skin. So we had relationships that weren't necessarily serving me and they weren't with necessarily the highest quality or caliber of people. And so it made sense that I wouldn't invest more time into those relationships because they weren't worthwhile. And it was extremely painful and difficult, and like my heart felt like it got ripped out and stepped on when the conversation didn't go the perfect way with these people, and they turned out to not be people who followed their word. They weren't accountable. They weren't in integrity, and I would disconnect and disassociate with them, or leave them in peace, so to speak, and not keep investing and continuing that relationship. I chose long ago to become my greatest possible self. So an action in alignment and in integrity with that is to not surround myself any longer with people who are out of integrity, people who are low or no standards, people who don't lift me up and help me become my greatest possible self. And it was painful. It was dangerous to disconnect from people because I never know who can be an ally, who can help me, who can, empower me, who can lift me up. I don't want to make the wrong choice. I want to be safe in my choices and the people that I choose. I want to be safe in trying to be friends with everyone. And it totally didn't work. It backfired. And instead, like, I tried to have as many friends as I possibly could versus having a few quality, deep relationships. And so I really got to grow through that experience of like telling people, like, I'm not going to hang out with you. Thank you. Thank you for the conversation. Like, I wish you the best in life. And knowing in my mind that I would never talk to them again, or we wouldn't be friends, we wouldn't be close friends. And I'm just like heartbroken that I don't want to close the door. I don't want to cut people off. I don't want to disassociate. But there's an aspect of being yourself and owning yourself and growing into your best self that it really requires you to be willing to cut the good off. Petya said earlier, you have to be willing to give up the good to go for the great. We talked about it in an interview as well. And it was so true, so true. To be able to be my greatest possible self, I had to be willing to give up the good friendships, the good conversations, the feel-good friendships. But in reality, on paper, logically, and in the long run, weren't actually good. It's easy to people please. It's easy to have an enjoyable, pleasurable conversation. What happens after the conversation? What's the consequences of that conversation? If someone says they're going to do something, do they follow through? Maybe not. Okay, so then they're not accountable. Are they willing to be accountable? Do they take the feedback? Do they take the coaching? No? Okay, well then we don't want to associate with those people. Why? Because we don't got time for that stuff. Ain't nobody got time for that. We don't got time to sit around and talk to people and schmooze and have meaningless not weighty conversation, like conversations that are just like social bullshit, right? We don't got time for that. We're out to make a fucking impact, pardon my French. We're here to make a difference in the world. And we have to give up the good to go for the great, to make the legendary. I don't know about you, but I'm living a freaking legendary life, the best life ever, my greatest possible self. And to be able to do that, I have to cut off the people who are not committed to that. And the people who say they're going to do one thing and then do another. That's out of integrity. It's not accountable. It's lacking being their greatest possible self. And I don't want to surround myself with people like that. Life is too short. My goals are too big. So I really had to start to learn to disconnect and disassociate with those people who didn't lift me up, who didn't follow through. So that was really dangerous for me, at least I thought, right? It was dangerous to me to cut people out of my life because I never knew and I would never know, well, what if they get into a place of power? What if they come into financial abundance? What if they want me to come speak on their stage? I don't want to disassociate with, you know, John Doe because he's an influencer and he might want me on his stage and that could lead to money. It could lead to opportunity. It could lead to amazing clients. And I'm so grateful for my business partner because he's really helped us as Burned Up Coaching and Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self to raise our freaking standards. Like hardcore, this dude, if you ever get to meet my business partner, Wayne, you'll love him. You'll love him. He'll like change your freaking life. Because of his incredibly high standards and because of what he's committed to and what he won't tolerate, his non-negotiables, it's amazing. Right. So really what I got to reframe how to make it safe, right? To be yourself, how to be yourself. It's dangerous to hang around mediocre people. It's dangerous to hang out with people who are liars, who are unethical, who are complacent, who are not striving for greatness. My parents, I love them. I'm not going to spend every freaking day with them, right? Like that's dangerous to me. It might be comfortable, but it's dangerous to me. I love them. I'm gonna you know, pour my energy of love into them and remind them of all that they're capable of. And for me to grow into my greatest possible self, it's like love them at a distance at this point. You know, once a week, talk to them once a week and say, hey, you know, let's do a Zoom call, let's do a video call, reconnect. Hey, how's it going? What's new, exciting? What are you growing on this week? What's your focus this week? And that is safe because I know that I've set a limit. I've set boundaries. And I know that I'm more committed to my goals and my dreams and my greatest possible self. And I'm investing actively in that every day. I'm spending time and energy on being and becoming that person. So it's like, that's what is safe. What's safe is, you know, really trusting myself, going within, diving into my intuition, being my best self. What's safe is growth. What's safe is challenging myself. What's safe is becoming rejection fucking proof. What's safe is trusting myself. What's safe is taking massive action to build up my thickness. It's safe to get rejected because I know I'm building up my thick skin so I won't get defeated. It's safe to practice now so later in life when I come up against bigger difficulties, threats, challenges, etc., I'll be ready. I'll be hardened. I'll have developed the muscles, the reflexes, the responses to be able to handle those things. So challenge yourself to reframe what it means to be safe. If safety is an important aspect for you, really look at that because I know for me it was huge for me. So it's more safe for me to take action. It's more safe, especially think about this. Here's another way it just came up recently with my girlfriend, right? I was unwilling to take certain massive actions, inspired massive actions with my business. And my girlfriend like put that in my face, rubbed my nose in it, right? That was some stinky doo-doo that I wasn't willing to face. And she's like rubbing my face in it. It's like, you better look at this. You better do something about this or it's not going to work between us. And it was so scary and like difficult and painful. It's like the last thing in the world that I want to hear. that I'm screwing up, that I'm not doing everything that I can, that I'm not the man that I'm committed to being for you, for my dream woman, right? To keep my dream woman, I get to be a courageous mofo, a badass leader who's always growing, right? And so she like really got me present to that if I don't take action, I'm going to lose her. And losing her is dangerous. Losing her is not safe. What's safe is evolving myself through facing rejection, taking massive action, growing my business, and making a bigger impact. That's safe. What I thought was unsafe, getting rejected, right? That was a big challenge of mine for a while. What I thought was unsafe, getting rejected, disassociating from people, cutting off relationships so that, you know, my friends list is going down. You know, someone says no to me, oh, I'm in danger. That was actually what was safe, was confronting that. What was safe was remembering that at the end of the day, I'm going to sleep with me and I love me. And it doesn't matter what anyone thinks or says about me. I'm going to stand in my truth and hold that fiery truth to people. And their feet, hold their feet to the fire. And what I thought was dangerous turned out to be safe. And what was dangerous with my girlfriend, the woman of my dreams, was losing her. You know, I thought I was safe, just like kind of getting by. But she reminded me, hey, you get to confront this shit or it's not going to work with us. Because I want someone by my side who's growing, who's expanding, who's becoming his greatest possible self. And I said, that's who I am. So let's get into alignment with that, Chris Burns. Let's challenge the smallness. Let's challenge the mediocrity. Let's challenge the complacency. Let's challenge how I've seen myself up till now and really step into that man, that king, that warrior. Own it. Own who you are, Chris. That's what you have the power of doing. And so that's what I really got out of the safety, this desire to be safe. And I made it mean that I was more safe taking on those scary things and aspects and activities than not. So really dive into, if you want it to be safe, what does that mean for you? How do you trust yourself to be safe? How do you show up so that you're safe? I'm going to write the 30-minute fast GPS because we're at the 30-minute mark, and the first person to comment after this gets entered into a drawing to win a free self-help book for the day. So make sure you enter it in. We're giving away books like Unshakable with Tony Robbins. We're giving away books like Compound Effect, Darren Hardy, E-Myth Revisited, lots of really cool stuff. So make sure you do that and enter in and register. Cool or cool? Very cool. What's up, Hawa? What's up, Karina? Welcome, welcome. So I also wanted to talk about making it fun to be yourself, okay? For me, I've super grown in this area because I'm really great at being a kid and being like self-expressed as Chris Burns when I'm by myself. But when it came to being around other people, I really was concerned about what they thought. So I've been very, very blessed to have the woman of my dreams in my life for about the last almost 11 months, almost a year. And she's really reminded me about how important it is to just have fun and be myself and enjoy dancing, enjoy self-expression, enjoy singing, enjoy being me. And I'm so grateful for that. And I attracted into my life someone who empowers me to be me, who reflects back to me to be me. And it's super inspiring, super uplifting, and I'm so grateful for her. And I recognized a couple years ago, I think is what really attracted this woman of my dreams into my life. A couple years ago, I recognized that I really love fun. And I think all people really love fun. And I had a lot of fun growing up, played a lot of video games. It was a lot of fun, definitely. And when I went into college, I was having fun, but I saw that I had to start becoming a grown-up, an adult, someone who had responsibilities and took care of those things. And at the end of college, I joined a network marketing company. Last 6 months, I joined a network marketing company, did it for about a year. And I quickly saw that the time and the energy and the money, mostly the time, that I invested into playing video games growing up, I felt was the worst return on investment, the biggest mistake that I had ever made in my entire life, playing video games for, you know, 10 years straight or whatever, right? Really like pouring my heart and my soul into video games and not really cherishing people or friendships or, you know, other things like that. Like video games was all that mattered to me. And I was like heartbroken. I was heartbroken that I had been misled. I was heartbroken that my parents had you know, allowed me to go so far off track and screw up my life, right? I blamed it on them. Of course, it was me. It's full 100% my responsibility. And it was also the story that I created. I saw these 18-year-olds making six figures in like a year, 6 months to a year. And I'm like, how the heck do I do that? And I spent 6 months, I spent a year, and I was nowhere close to that. I'm like, this is BS. Like, I got the short end of the stick. I got the short end of the deal. I got the short straw. This is nonsense. I got duped. I played video games my whole life. I got nothing to show for it. Life, you really screwed me over on this one. Life. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you're committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, BeYourGPS.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.